Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we are. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Visit them online, SouthHillsJeep.com. Kenny Pickett, last month he's been playing well.
I think it's just chemistry playing together, and you know, we're all believing in what we're doing, and we're showing up every day to work, and you know, every guy in that locker room wants to win, and we're doing everything it takes to go out there and win, and we're leaving it out there. I think that's if you have that, you know, you got a shot. So that's a good starting point, and there's a lot of things to clean up, but you know, if we continue to build on the positives and clean up the negatives, you know, I think we'll continue to turn in this direction.
And Mike Tomlin says this is our guy.
We have him in there because we think he's capable of that. And so he proved it. And, you know, I'm sure he's going to get a lot of other opportunities moving forward to prove that. We need people that run toward action, not away from it. And he runs toward it.
And he's all about that action, boss. Case in point, two-point conversion play.
Now they're going, as Kurt said, for two. From the two. Pickett gets the shotgun snap. A block from his center. Flush from the pocket. Running to the numbers. Cocks his arm. Throws in the end zone. Caught in the corner on a knee by George Pickens for two. And the lead is 7 for the Steelers.
There it is right there. Credit who, Crowley, on that call?
That would be Westwood One.
Thank you, sir. Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Kenny Pickett last 3 weeks. 63 of 100 for 638. One touchdown, no interceptions. He's also run for 97 yards and a touchdown. It's certainly been his best stretch to date. Now, I'm very encouraged by Kenny Pickett's play over the last three games. Here's where it comes down to surface level, and you really have to have – you get on the afterglow of just a singular win there. Well, they've won two of those three games. But you get in the afterglow of last night, and you say, well, what's this all mean? For me, I've got it figured out in my head, at least. He might never put up gigantic numbers. I don't think we're going to see Brady. I don't think we're going to see Breeze. I don't think we're going to see Roethlisberger or Manning, Peyton Manning, that is. And that's fine for me. Or at least, like, let me go back to I wouldn't have drafted a quarterback in this last draft, but the Steelers decided to. So this is the guy they have. So he's never going to put up those gigantic numbers. And what they're doing with him, that's fine. He takes care of the ball. He manages it. He might never be the best player on the team, or even the offense. And that's how the Steelers are designing it right now. And that's okay. But that's also why it's real important that the Steelers, one, run this bozo offensive coordinator out of town, and two, they better hit at the right positions in the draft and in free agency if they think this model can sustain and can win with the game manager quarterback. Because I think Kenny Pickett, his trajectory is definitely going up. He was good, really good last night. But I don't think he'll ever be that Mount Rushmore star that people talk about. And that's just fine. You can win a ton of games with a quarterback like this. But you better realize you better beef up and build around him.
Yeah, if you don't properly build around him, then you end up with, I don't know, more of what this team looked like at the beginning of the year,
right,
when Mitch Trubisky was your quarterback. And if they do that, then they'll be okay. I love what Kenny Pickett did in the fourth quarter last night. I thought he sailed a few early. He was off target on a couple, despite the numbers looking really good. I think he ran into a sack or two. But then, after a rough third quarter, the third quarter was rough for everybody on that sideline. After a rough third quarter, he goes out there in the fourth quarter, puts together that drive, calls the play to Snell for the touchdown, and then makes that throw to Pickens in the back corner for the two. That's the first wow moment for me with Kenny Pickett. We might not get those every week. It's not fair to expect those every week. But to your point, Colin, if he can do that every couple of weeks, put together a drive like that, give you just one, ooh, okay, that's a first-round throw, first-round play kind of moment, then that'll be enough if you properly build around him to get back to where you're a perennial playoff team. You don't have the Hall of Fame quarterback to carry you through when the rest of the team doesn't do what they're supposed to do or when you miss on a few draft picks. You're going to have to build perfectly around him. I think you're right.
It's why I would have taken Malik Willis. If I had my designs on taking a quarterback in the first round, I would have gone for the upside play, because I do think that you want a quarterback that can make up for mistakes that you make in personnel moves. But you can win with Kenny Pickett. He's showing that. You can't swing and miss, though, when you're drafting, and you can't swing and miss with your personnel hires on the offensive side. And that's where you don't have that margin for error, and that's one thing you might not always have with Kenny Pickett.
You can win with Kenny Pickett for sure. You win a ton of football games. I just don't know if you could ask Kenny Pickett to put the team on his shoulders like he did at Pitt a bunch of times. I don't know if he can do that in the NFL. You better figure out what the hell's happening with Dan Moore. You better figure out what the hell's happening on the offensive line. And I still think they need to supplement at receiver just a little bit, or get an offensive coordinator who knows how to use the tight end correctly and in the middle of the field. Like, that still is not enough for me. The tight end should be a volume tight end. There should be many more targets in the middle of the field than what we're seeing with Freiermuth getting targeted four times. That's not enough. It's just, it isn't enough.
Yeah, and maybe against teams like the Colts, you can get away with it, right? And we talked about the rest of the schedule that lays out there for them in the next 3 or 4 weeks. Maybe against the Carolinas and Atlantas and the Raiders of the world, you can get away with it. But this is where the margins, like you said, for mistakes are much, much smaller. However, if he builds off of that, what I thought was an A-level performance because of the punctuation of the play to Pickens, if he builds off of that next week, hey, by all means, I'm not going to expect it every week. But if he starts to give it to you more often than not, then maybe there is a little bit more room for error. But you're right. The O-line, the OC, there are plenty of things that still need to be worked on this offseason.
I do think the next progression is, okay, he's now not turned the ball over in three games. I want to start seeing the ball pushed down the field. And still not turning
greedy.
The ball over too
You're getting
much.
Greedy.
You think so?
I think you are. I want to see it pushed down the field to one guy.
Yeah, and he did it last
night.
And
that's Pickens. Pickens has absolutely proven he can win a million 50-50 balls. Worst case scenario, draw a pass interference call. But take a chance with him, because if it's in the area, go. This is a great conversation, Adam, and I'm glad you brought this up. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying it's a matter of opinion. I don't know what Kenny Pickett can be moving forward. What I do know is any continuity that has been mustered and gathered in anything that they have seemed to have harnessed over the past 3 weeks, if you start to push it downfield and you throw and you're irresponsible with it and you get him sacked because you're asking to hold the line a little bit longer, or he starts throwing the football and it gets intercepted, do you run the risk of losing some of what you gained over the past 3 weeks if it doesn't work out? I was for throwing the football downfield once last night. One time they didn't do it, which was when it's immediately after Pierre intercepted the ball. I thought they should have taken one crack deep to Pickens. If it falls on the ground, it falls on the ground. If he catches it, he catches it. Maybe pass interference. But if you are advocating throwing it more, do you understand the risk that could come with it backfiring?
Certainly. I do think, though, and I'm not putting a timeline on it, you got to have more than 4.9 yards per completion, which is what mm-hmm. they had last night.
Your argument because you won't beat Mahomes and you won't
exactly
beat
right.
Allen?
That's exactly right.
Because
you've talked about this before.
That.
You've talked about this before with Mitch Trubisky, right? Are you Kenny Pickett better than Mitch Trubisky guy, or are you mm-hmm. Kenny Pickett can be a franchise quarterback guy? Eventually, you have to get to the point where you can still not turn the ball over and put it down the field. I don't know when. I'm not saying it has to be against Atlanta.
I don't even know if it has to be this year.
Yeah.
If you know your limitations, And that's not a knock against Kenny Pickett. It's that he's a rookie quarterback, right? And that it's going to take – okay, you've started to find some positives and they've started to pile up a little bit, again, culminating in the fourth quarter last night. If you continue to find those – hit those notes, the ones you hit last night in the fourth quarter, the ones you hit a couple times over the last few weeks, and hit them with more consistency, and then, to Colin's point, I think – start to open things up more once he gets through an offseason. And Doran mentioned this last week while you were out, Colin. I think it's a very valid point for those of us who have tried to rush along the Kenny Pickett progress reports here, and I'm guilty of that at times, that once he gets through an entire offseason, hopefully with a new OC, somebody who knows how to unlock some things, that you will see so much more potential in him. I hope that's the case next year and that what we saw last night is not the ceiling. It's just a sign of more to come.
Well, see, I go in a bit of a different direction. I think you win a lot of football games with the effort that Kenny Pickett gave you last night, but you better beef up the run game with that, and you better squeeze games.
Well,
and play it almost Bill Cowher football.
I thought they did a good job of that last night in the first half.
Last night for sure.
Yeah.
But it's also against a 4-7 team.
Well, and a horrific offense. I mean, it's just so
bad. Or whatever they were. Right.
And poorly coached. My concern is, we talk about making up for mistakes.
I think Pickett will be okay with a good running game.
And a good defense. And I have my concerns about that.
I agree, too.
About whether or not Mike Tomlin is still the man for the job at making the Steelers defense, I don't want to use this phrase, great again. Because they've shown moments.
Is he wearing a red hat?
What a story that would be. Mike Tomlin sauntering down the road in a red hat.
Zeiss is the man for this.
I almost bought a red Phillies hat, but I was worried that...
be misconstrued?
Yes. Anyhow, yes. Continue.
Make baseball great again?
I think the defense with the right personnel buttons pushed this offseason can be really good. But you need to push those right buttons because the defense has not been what it should be with the talent that they have.
Well, this gets back to, too, if Najee Harris were performing like a first-round player, I think some of these questions would be answered. If Dan Moore and some of the other guys didn't stink, some of these questions would be answered. You don't hide Kenny Pickett at all. You supplement his efforts,
yeah,
and you don't put it all on him.
And I'm not necessarily out at this point on Najee as a first-round pick. He's still got to do a whole lot more for me to pay off on that. But what I think is called into relief even more is just the failure to rebuild the offensive line over the last few years when it was staring them in the face all along. They could see it all the way back in 19 that this offensive line was going to have to be rebuilt, and they had time to do it then. And here we are 3 years later, and what have they done?
Well, but you couldn't do both. You couldn't draft Harris and Pickett and also get a high-end offensive line.
I think you could have done it in spots. It didn't have to be with first-round picks necessarily. But
you could have had Humphrey instead of Freiermuth.
Right. You could have done that. I look at the picks like Green and Chooks that have – Green's not even seeing the field, and Chooks is average at best at right tackle as the only top 100 offensive lineman you've taken in the last 10 years. You got to do better than that.
No, I don't disagree with that. But if you really want to build an offensive line, most offensive lines that are good – start with a guy that's drafted in the top 15.
Look at the one they had previously, right?
Right.
They had a first-rounder anchoring the whole thing and another first-rounder next to him. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a guy that they took a chance on that was a project in Villanueva that ended up being pretty good, and a guy they identified as an undrafted free agent that ended up being pretty good. They don't ever bring those guys in anymore, and they get better.
Well, and they don't have an offensive line coach who can do that like Ryan Jack did.
I was going to say, that would be another place that I would restart this offseason is finding a well-respected offensive line coach. A Doug Marrone, perhaps.
I agree. Like, what people always talk about Pouncey, and people talk about DeCastro. Rightly so. Can't miss. You look at what they did in college. But the way they were able to make Villanueva, who nobody knew what the hell he was going to be, Ramon Foster, who wasn't even drafted, into players, that's just as big a deal. It's actually a much harder deal than making first-round picks into good football players. Much more to get into. 412-928-9370. We take your calls. Also, what happened to start the second half? That was something last night. And let's get into Jeff Saturday just a little bit. Crowley, you guys were really talking about him in the pregame yesterday. Let's dive back into that some. right here on the Fan Morning Show. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. And here we go. Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman there for you. 1-888-98-TWINS. You got it? It's 1-888-98-TWINS. Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman are there to help you out. Oh, and let me give a belated birthday shout to Alex and Ed Shenderovich. Big birthday yesterday. Nonetheless, 1-888-98-TWINS. They are there for you. Or visit 98twins.com for that free consultation. When you retain Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman, your case is handled and overseen by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. Settle your case 25%. Go to trial 25%. File an appeal 25%. Your fee, yes, 25%. That's a big deal because so many firms out there want to charge you 40%. 1-888-98-TWINS, Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They got your back, not your wallet.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Question from the Peanut Gallery. And by the way, text us all of your questions, anything you'd like, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You know, this is written in just like one line and very elementary, but there's some meat to it on the text line. Someone texts us, an unidentified listener. Why don't they, meaning the Steelers, why don't they switch to a 4-3? Their middle linebackers stink. You know, that's not a terrible thought, except the way in which you'd have to infuse it would take time. It'd take a couple years to do that. You can't just say, okay, we're a 4-3 team now, you know. And they do go some, you know, 4-3.
They go four down a lot.
Right. Yeah, they're basically
pretty
they're 42.
This isn't like a Donald Evans traditional 34 team anymore.
Nobody is a traditional 4-3-3-4 anymore, really.
You got to be multiple.
I will say, man, I hate to do this on a day after they just won, but – What's Miles Jack done all year?
Not enough.
For what we were billed for him to be as, and it looks like Devin Bush is finally starting to get a little better, but I don't think he's at the level at which they thought they were they drafted.
It's like we talk about with Najee. Like, Najee may be a decent running back, but he's not going to pay off on first-round promise the way he's played recently. Devin Bush is never going to pay off on being the 10th overall pick in the draft. But I guess he's decent enough, right? Like, it's so,
yeah.
And that's damning with faint praise. He's just staying off the radar, basically, by not getting burnt or steamrolled. Miles Jack, on the other hand, is out there every play, it feels like, and never really doing anything with it. It's eerily similar to what he looked like last year in Jacksonville. And I tried writing that off in my head this offseason when they acquired him as, well, it was Jacksonville and everybody sucked last year because Urban Meyer was a disaster. But it looks like that stink may be sticking with Jack just a little bit.
I was excited about him. I mean, legitimately excited about him.
Do they have a linebacker problem?
Yeah. Robert Spillane didn't play last night.
Right.
And I was hoping that would mean I would see more of Devin Bush, and I haven't looked back at PFF's grade or anything. He didn't do anything that stuck out one way or another to me. But I think it's telling. Let's say Robert Spillane can't play for the next few weeks. He's been a top 10 pick on Devin Bush, and you traded up to get him. I would like to see Devin Bush play in the specialized packages. See at least what he can do. You're not making the playoffs, so figure it out. I'd like to see that, frankly, anyway.
Robinson got a hat and didn't get in the game.
I know.
He was a DNP.
Like, would it hurt to put him in there in a rundown? Like, Jonathan Taylor's kind of shoving it down your throat there for a bit, late third quarter, early fourth quarter. And all you got to do is put a big run-stuffing inside backer in there and just tell him to fill a gap. See if it works. If he falls on his face a couple plays in a row, get him out of there. What is he going to be worse than Miles Jack?
Well, not just him. I'll tell you. The one guy is a nothing. Malik Wright.
Oh, Reed.
He is a nothing. Reed, yeah. He's just a guy. He is. Well, there has ever been a definition of just a guy, he is just a guy.
Yeah, since TJ got healthy, he serves really no
purpose. He is a guy out there.
I filled in for Mueller when he was brought in, and Stink was on, Mark Schlereth, talking, Malik Reed, give him more opportunity. He'll be a good player. He made the best of it in Denver. Oh, yeah,
I was going to say, he played in Denver, that's why.
Yeah, he stinks.
Totally just a guy.
I mean, if you absolve my memory of that day, that interview, that moment, and you said the Steelers had a guy named Malik Reed on their team, I wouldn't believe you. He's done nothing that has stuck out in my mind. Not one. Their free agent acquisitions and the trades, the things that they did this offseason.
Something nobody wants to mention either is, like, Witherspoon has not been good.
No.
Especially for what he was built up to be, because they identified him as their target.
Low key.
This is the guy we like, we want, we're going to sign.
Low key, look, I think you could take offensive line with all three of those top three draft picks in the first 40 or whatever they're going to be and be okay with it. One of them is going to be a corner. One of them has to be a corner. You have to have a cover corner that you can trust and build from that and the offensive line.
And, you know, the guy, Levi Wallace has been okay, but it's what they were trying to get okay.
They got a bunch of twos, like we talked about at the beginning of the year. That's what we said. They got a bunch of twos at corner and not a single one amongst the bunch.
We talked going into the season, Adam, about how this defense should be top five and how good they are. And not Watt was hurt, now he's back. But it feels like they hold on for dear life. They really do at times.
And part of that's on the offense, but I can't let that explain the whole thing away.
There's one drive a game where you can count on the opposition to move the ball down the field and cut through them like a hot knife through butter. Maybe it's not fair to ask most defenses to not give that drive up, but when you're building your entire franchise around the defense, that's the expectation.
Well, they did on the Pittman pass, the Pittman touchdown.
They did.
Sick. They went right down the field.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. There's one drive a week.
Yeah. They went. I mean, a special teams play is a special teams play.
Right. You write that one off a bit. Short field, no.
Whenever Pittman caught the touchdown pass, it was like six plays, 50 yards, bang, see ya.
Yeah.
There it is.
They're good for one a week.
Yes.
And here's something. Nobody's talking about this, and he's coming back from injury, but T.J. Watt just has half a sack in three games. He's clearly not all the way back. So that's not going to help.
All right, we get into one thing that Mike Tomlin said about a special unit, and then – special unit, there we go. And then Jeff Saturday. Man, you guys were – you had a great discussion pregame. Let's revisit that. And whose fault really was it at the end of that football game? Epic ending before the hour is out as well. And right now, here we go. Armstrong Comfort Solutions is there for you. It's a little bit warmer today, but your furnace is kicked on. It's kicked off and on and off. Or maybe it hasn't. Maybe it's broken. Maybe you need a new furnace. Armstrong Comfort Solutions is there for you. Or maybe your furnace is just on the fritz. It's not working right. Armstrong Comfort Solutions, the one call that you make. They've got great licensed technicians. They're ready to respond in rapid time, locate the problem, make the repair, or we'll sell you a new.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage,
to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Do one right now. You get in touch right now with Armstrong Comfort Solutions or visit them online, armstrongcomfort.com. Adam Crowley, credit here on this clip is who?
I don't know what you're going to play.
Westwood One, I believe.
Here's the kickoff. And the Colts. Rodgers will take it 8 yards deep and take it out, running up the middle of the 10. Between the hash marks, the 20. Poke a tackle, 30. Far sideline, 40. Chase to the 50. Far sideline, 40. Foot race to the 30. Gets a block. He's at the 25 and breaks another tackle. He's down to the Pittsburgh 20 on the sideline. And then from behind, taken down. Flowers with the great return, 90 yards, and he takes it to the 18-yard line, and what a way to start for the Colts. Dallas Flowers with the return, and a beauty it was.
Every Steeler fan in the universe at that point went, I can't believe we played a first half like this, and now they're going to lose this football game. Every single one said that to themselves and said, I'm just going to bed, or I can't believe I'm going to sit through this. They're going to lose. Mike Tomlin said this.
You know, I thought our kickoff unit has got to be better. I thought that was a catalyst for whatever got started with them in the second half. The field position component of it was a big negative. We got to get better there. The field positioning was a negative in that aspect of the game. But that's what jumped out at me. There's a lot of good. There's a lot of things to grow from. We'll assess it and move.
Good thing Derek Watt makes more than Sidney Crosby or whatever.
Also, this kicker. I mean, you're in a dome. Put one through the freaking end zone.
Hey,
Matthew Wright.
He scores points.
Hey.
So I can't crush him too much. He's been
52
better.
52-yarder, even if it glanced off the post.
But he can't kick it in the end zone. Although that one was in the end zone,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 9 yards
right.
deep.
So what do you want him to do, kick it in the stands?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
It's a dome. Kick it in the stands.
Kick it out of the
My
stands.
Man would be in Denver. It still would be on the 109th
Should the gum chewer guy retire? 412-928-9370. Have they been good at special teams or not with Danny Smith?
No.
I can't figure it out. I don't. They're always seem to be like middle of the pack. People complain. People say, oh, there's one good play. People complain. There's one good play. There's a terrible play. And then it winds up to where they're middle of the pack every year,
well,
right?
How much say does he actually have? Because Steven Sims is a far better return man than is Gunnar Olszewski, and they only found that out because Gunnar Olszewski's face was trying to catch more balls than his hands. That's a good line.
That is pretty good line. All right, to the end, the timeout. Saturday took a couple in the locker room in his back pocket. It was glaring, I think, that Jeff Saturday hadn't coached much in the NFL or, well, at all with the football team. They were frazzled. It looked like a fire drill. I mean, they were totally frazzled. They had to have wasted 45 seconds, probably.
I think I saw a Rappaport post this morning. It was between two plays in particular, it was like 28 seconds.
Jeez. It was something that you don't do at the peewee level, let alone the NFL level. in people will make this claim. Tomlin haters will make this claim. I'm not ready to go here, but I think it is a discussion. Did Jeff Saturday lose that football game at the end, or did Mike Tomlin win it? Did Jeff Saturday lose a chance? Like, were they going in and going to score and going to win that football
when
game?
When Highsmith strip sacks him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Colts get the ball back. It's that play was run at 1:35.
Right.
Okay. So the play probably took, what, 6-7 seconds? So it's like you were talking 1:28-ish or so, and they're at the Steelers 40. So it takes one first down, not even a first down. It takes 7 yards to get into field goal range. I know you're playing for a touchdown, but you've got all the time in the world, all the time in the world if you just call a timeout there. And you've got two left after that. It's just clock mismanagement. It's just terrible clock mismanagement.
You know what? And we talked about it yesterday. If Mike Tomlin had lost this game, Colin, you and I agreed that it would have been a bad look, no matter really the circumstances for Mike Tomlin losing to a guy who'd only coached 2 games in the NFL.
Yes.
It's not even about Mike Tomlin doing anything special. It's just about him not making the mistakes that a first-time head coach would do.
It's about him not being the other guy.
Right.
Yeah.
The other team's got coaches, too, as they say. And let them make the mistakes. Sometimes being a good coach means staying out of the way and just making the easy, proper plays and calls and time management.
I can and I will put that, like, Jeff Saturday's the coach. All coaches in every level of football are in charge of game management. I get that. But this guy just started coaching last month and was placed into this job. Now, he could have said no, but he didn't. He's the coach. They also have coordinators who have coached for a long time. But Matt Ryan played his first NFL game in 2008. He's played in over 230 games. You mean to tell me if Peyton Manning's in that situation and Jeff Saturday's his coach and just started coaching 3 months ago or 3 weeks ago, or Ben Roethlisberger's in that situation, they don't just unilaterally blow a timeout themselves if they've been playing that long, or Breeze or Brady or, you know, I don't want to put Matt Ryan in that category, but longevity-wise.
He's there. And he should. He should. He's mentally checked out. You can see it. It's written all over his face. That guy is mentally checked out. He got benched for Sam Ellinger 3 weeks ago, and his brain has not recovered. If it was even in it to begin with, he's cashing checks in Indianapolis.
That was so surprising to see him. You talk about a shell of himself.
Yeah.
Like, people talked about that with Roethlisberger in the last 10 games or 12 games that he played. Matt Ryan, if you put a tape on from 2 seasons ago and now, it doesn't even look like the same person. When he was in Atlanta with Julio Jones and those guys, he was in the huddle slapping people on the helmet, screaming at the scrimmage line. He looked like how Manning was in Indianapolis, telling people, go over here, you go over here. Now it's just like,
okay, 42, spider, blue, hike.
The first two possessions were so bad it was comical from Matt Ryan. Almost spiking the ball into the ground. I've been here before. Jeez.
He has fallen all the way apart.
Uh-huh.
He would have done himself more favors to just retire.
Yes.
It's not. This is Franco in Seattle.
This is coasting.
It really is. It's bad. It's really.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Really bad. All right, epic ending coming up in just a couple minutes here, right here on the Fan Morning Show. .947 on your Tuesday. Big show today as we followed everything up from the game last night. You can check it out, Odyssey Rewind app. If you missed any of it, you can go back. Podcast page as well. Check us out on 93.7 The Fan. .com. You could watch us live, all our shows live. Crowley, you got caught up outside.
Oh,
what,
no.
Donuts or something?
No, I was. Fair guess. I was talking to Craig. That's the first time that's happened. I apologize.
Well, nothing happened other than the music just played.
That's all.
How late was I?
Just that you walked right in when the music started playing.
Good work by me.
Yeah. If you wouldn't have said anything, no one would have noticed. What were you?
You guys would have known, and that's all that matters to me.
You essentially saved it.
Yeah, it came back. Everything's good. Is Whaley in the building tomorrow?
Good question.
Yeah, well, maybe figure that out at some point, but we'll talk to him. Big thanks to everybody for joining us. Shelby Cassesi with a great story today on the food drive of the WPL and Armstrong's efforts from their high school. Brad Spielberger, he joined at 8 o'clock. Again, you can go back on the Odyssey Rewind and listen to that. Right now, epic ending. What did we learn today? All right, what'd you guys learn?
I learned that, I wrote it down and then I forgot it. That's why it's important you write it down. Oh, how about this? Hugh Freeze taking the job at Auburn has had to sign over in his contract, relinquishing all control of his social media accounts. Like his own personal social media accounts are like, nah, too much opportunity for zaniness to happen there, Hugh. We'll take those. We'll be in charge of those from here on out.
Probably a good call by them.
Yeah.
Let him coach football and cheat, just not harass people on campus. I learned that it's not just me. It's not just us radio people. It's not just media members who said Kenny Pickett played well, although I guess this guy is a media member. But guys like Dan Orlovsky, Film Breakdowns, former quarterback in the NFL, he did a really good job. You can check it out on Twitter, breaking down a key third down play that Kenny Pickett made in the game. Other people who know more about football than I do saying good things about Kenny Pickett today.
All right, here's what I learned today. Three Pittsburgh Steelers on the defensive side of the ball played 100% of the snaps yesterday, last night, last evening. Minka, Sutton, and you want to guess the third?
Miles Jack.
Good guess. Close.
Devin Bush. Wow.
They played 100% of the snaps. And here's a wrinkle that when you dive into the numbers, you start to realize. Larry Ogunjobi played one more snap along that defensive front than Cam Hayward did. Huh. And Larry Ogunjobi, if I'm not mistaken, was limited in practice some last week. So good on Larry Ogunjobi. I know, again, it was just the Colts. You have to preface everything with that. But that guy, when he's out, he guts it up, man. He really does. Larry Ogunjobi, I know it's been a disappointing season for the Steelers, but I'll never fault that guy's effort. He's gotten out there every single time that he can, and he bangs away. I like his game, so there's that. Here we go.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
World Cup, U.S., Iran. The Americans prevail 1-0. The goal scored on a set piece, as they call it. That's corner kick, perhaps, a free kick. Tyler Adams, the captain. There you go. That's my prediction.
I was going to say 1-0 United States victory over Iran with Wesley McKinney scoring a goal. He had some chances the other day, or at least soccer people tell me. I think he'll make good on one of the chances the United States gets today. Apparently, Iran can just sit back and play for the tie in this one, which means he might have to break down a brick wall. Who better to do it than the guy that I mentioned, whose name I forgot?
Wesley McKinney.
That's the one.
I forgot to tell you, I was watching after, it was the second game of the English game when America played England. And they went to the just after, they went to the post-game show, and they're sitting on the desk, and Alexi Lawless, there's a big strapping sort of blonde guy, and he's big, he has kind of a ponytail-ish, a man bun sort of thing happening, and he's a bigger guy, you know, he's kind of jacked. And Alexi, and he was the one that screwed up, I guess.
Oh, yeah, took the penalty against Wales.
Alexi Lawless, right after the game, and I'm thinking, okay, what is this, you know, he's from the USA, how is this going to be? And he just flat out goes, he still doesn't have his legs underneath him. For me, he wasn't it today.
Yeah.
Like, just flame the dude.
That's what you get a lot of the time from the English broadcasters.
Yeah.
Every bad play. Oh, you just need better there from Shaney.
Shaney, yeah. But Lawless gave it to him. Like, he's very unsure of himself. He wasn't the guy today. I don't know about him moving forward. And I'm thinking, like, wow. Jeez. Anyway, my prediction, I'll predict a soccer game, too. The football match, if you will. 1-1.
Oh, no.
Iran and America tie. 1-1. So what would that do? They wouldn't get through then?
That would knock them out. Yeah. Iran would move on.
Win or go home, Colin.
So wait, three of the teams in this pool play make it through out of just two?
Yeah.
And England's already through?
Well, England, I think for the most part, they're unless. Yeah.
And really, it comes down to the United States and Iran, unless Wales beats England, which nobody thinks would
happen. So, really, honestly, and I'm trying to understand all this, the stupid idiocy of that penalty against Wales could really screw America.
The whole thing.
Why would that guy do that?
He didn't have his legs under him.
Man bun was
That's
pulled too tight.
That's what Lalas said. I mean, that was just absurd what he did.
And it really, I mean, from a non-soccer guy here.
No, we're going to get yelled at by the soccer people.
That's such a, that was an awful penalty. There's only one outcome there could have been there, and it's what happened.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Idiot.
Completely unqualified to break down the World Cup breakdown. There you go.
Crowley, will you drink beer during this today?
Nah, I'm a solo parent.
So you don't drink beer, solo parenting?
I'll just be high.
All right, that was the epic ending.
Much more appropriate.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You're going to find it all at Sun Chevrolet. Cloudy, high in the mid-50s.
That's the weather.
Yeah, and the weather's not getting any better out there, right? I mean, the temperatures are up and down, but it's rainy. Snowflakes in the offing some point soon, I'm sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.